Today's message is called, You Are Blessed. Amen. You are blessed. Now, I have been working and talking to you about this for some time, but the reason we keep talking about it is because I want to make sure that every single one of us begins to understand that. Because sometimes somebody's sitting there going, oh, I'm not blessed. He must not be talking about me. No, I'm talking about every one of you. I'm talking about all of you. God didn't leave any of you behind. He included you too. He included you in that. But in order for us to receive that blessing and see that blessing begin to take place, we have to renew our minds. Renewing our minds means we need to begin to change them. And listen to this. Let me read this verse in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. It says, Paul wrote this, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. He's saying, don't be conformed to this world. Now, if you're just looking at everything that's happening out there in the physical world, you can suddenly get caught in that mold. You can get caught up in that lifestyle or that way of being. And now you're not seeing the spiritual world. You're not seeing the things of God. You're not seeing the power of God. You're not using the authority of God in your life to change things. Instead, you're just settling, well, this is the way my life is. We need to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Our minds need to be changed. How do they get changed? I've been talking to you about this. The Word of God. What God said. What God said about you. God made certain promises. When God makes a promise, it's a guarantee. God doesn't make an idle promise. He doesn't go back on a promise. He doesn't change a promise. When God makes a promise to you, it's a guarantee. It's ironclad. All that's now required is he's now waiting on us. Because not only did he make the guarantee, he also fulfilled and finished it. And now it's waiting on us. It's now our requirement for us to choose, yes, I would like to have that guarantee. Yes, I would like to receive that promise. Yes, this is the way I want to live in my life. I want to live with victory and blessing. Because those are the promises that God made for us. So that's what we're receiving. But we got to renew our minds, because if our mind, and there's a lot of stuff we think about ourselves, we have a lot of thoughts about ourselves throughout the day. Oh, you're not doing very good. Oh, why did you do that? You start grumbling at yourself. You start complaining. You start seeing your life a certain way. So there's a lot of stuff we say about ourselves and a lot of stuff we think about ourselves. And I want to tell you today, it's not true. That stuff, when you're degrading yourself like that, it's not true. Why? It's not true because when you received Jesus into your heart, you became a new creature. The things of the past were washed away. It was blotted out, it says, blotted out by God, meaning God doesn't remember it because it doesn't exist anymore. Meaning it only exists in your own mind, but it's not real. It's only an illusion now because you've been transformed. You're a new creature. That means the past does not exist. God is a God of the future. He is a God of the future. He is showing you where he is taking you. He is showing you who he created you to be. He is showing you what you're capable of. Say amen to that.
Amen.
That's what God is talking about in our life. And we need to begin to understand that. In Jeremiah 29:11, it says, this is God speaking through the prophet Jeremiah. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. God is not thinking evil of you. He is thinking of your future. He's got a hope for you. He's got a big hope for you because he came and walked on the earth so that he could get you back to where he wanted you to be. Because he created you in the image of God, in his own image he created you. That means he gave you certain abilities. Doesn't mean you look like him. I was teaching these kids, and when I'm talking to the kids and I say, you were created in God's image. I look like God? No. It's not that you look similar. No. It's more that we have the same abilities and qualities and character. He has given us a heart that can love. He has given us a heart that can convey the spirit of his love, because we are filled with the spirit of God, which is the spirit of love. That can now pour out of us in an incredible way. We have that same ability to be like God. Remember, only good things come from God. God is love. God is peacefulness. God is power and strength. God has authority over things. But he has proclaimed and created you in the same image. That's who you are. You're not grumbling and angry and complaining. That's not you. You're peaceful. You're loving. You've got authority and power over every sickness, over every falsity, over every darkness that tries to rise against you. You've got that same power. Say amen to that.
Amen.
This is how God created us. We want to renew our minds through his promises, the words that he said, so that we can now begin to live that. Because some of us are spending our whole life looking back. And if we've received Jesus, there is no back. There's nothing there anymore. It's been blotted out. It's been taken away. It's time for us to begin to look forward to where God has taken us, who he created us to be. Not only did he create us in his own image, he restored that same image to us again in many ways. So we have to begin to think, begin to understand that we are created in this image. If we can renew our minds, if we can renew our minds to seeing the way God sees and thinking the way God thinks, now we begin to live in a whole different way on this life, in this world right now. I'm not talking about the world to come. Yes, we have a spiritual world. We're already citizens in heaven right now. Where is your spirit? Your spirit is already in heaven. Your physical body is here in this seat, I'm hoping. Because I'm seeing you. Either that or I'm imagining all this. No, you're sitting here in this seat, in the physical. But in the spiritual, you're already in heaven. Because you've got a spiritual body, you've got a physical body. The great thing is, they're not separated. They're still superimposed over each other. It's just that your spirit can be there even when you're here. Say amen to that.
Yeah.
So we got to understand who we are, that we are citizens of heaven, that we are created in the image of God, that we're children of God. It says here in 1 John 3, chapter 3 and verse 1. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore the world does not know us because it did not know him. See, when we're changed and we become a different creature, we are children of God. We are restored back to the image of God again. That's who he created us to be. That's who we now are. That's who I want you to see who you are. I want you to begin to understand and think and know that's who I am. That's what I can do. That's what God created me to be. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Start to understand that. Because we don't want to get into this thing of, you know, getting off track and starting to think that I'm somehow less or I'm not doing good enough. No, you got to be renewing your mind, understanding that God is lifting you up so you can do great things. That is what God is putting in you. And here it says in Romans chapter 8 and 29, for whom he foreknew, this is God, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. So in the beginning, he created us in the image of God, in his own likeness, and then somebody went off track and the image got all messed up. Don't worry. God didn't give up on the plan. God's still loving us. God's still got the same idea. He wants us to be his children. So he comes down and walks on the earth. And that's what they're talking about. When they're talking about the Son, they're talking about Jesus. That's the image of his Son. We are now conform to the image of the Son. Same as being the image of God or the likeness of God. It's the same thing. So he has restored us now back to that image. That's who you are. You are still created in the image of God. That's who you are. Now it says here that as we start to go through these changes and our mind is renewed, listen to what it says in 1 Corinthians. Because as we renew our minds to the Word of God, the guarantees and the promises of God, your mind is changing. You're going to start to think different things. That's a good thing. Don't be worried. Don't be afraid. That's okay. You want to think different things. You want to have the thoughts of God. You want to be thinking what God has been talking about you. Because God only has good. Remember, he's got a future and a hope. That's what he's been talking and making promises for you. That's what he's got in mind for you. So you want to have those same thoughts. You want to get that same thoughts going on inside of you. So we got to renew that mind. Now the good news here is, it says in 1 Corinthians in chapter 2, verse 16, it says, For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. So when we become that new creature and we begin to get our mind renewed, transformed by the renewing of our minds, when we have it transformed, we now have the mind of Christ. We now have the thoughts of God. Remember, Christ means the anointed one. That was Jesus, the anointed one. He was anointed with what? Oil? No, he was anointed with the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, which is the Spirit of love. So the anointed one really is love, right? That's what's flowing out of the anointed one. Love is flowing out of him. Now, what kind of thoughts do you think are in the mind of Christ? What are the thoughts? If you've got the mind of Christ, what are those thoughts if the anointed one is love? They are loving thoughts. They would be powerful, peaceful, wonderful, joyous, happy, good thoughts. Those are the thoughts that you have in your mind. Those are the thoughts that we want to have. This, when we have these thoughts. Now, let's remember that what we believe is what changes everything. We've got to get those thoughts in because that's what changes everything else in our life. You want to change your life? You want to have a great life? You want to have the life that God promises? We've got to change what we're thinking so we can begin to believe for what God promised. Listen to what Jesus said here in Mark chapter 9 and verse 23. Jesus said to him, if you can believe, he says, all things are possible to him who believes. We've got to change that mind so that we can begin to believe for what is possible. Begin to believe that. And when we get those thoughts, those loving thoughts, the mind of Christ, now watch what begins to happen in your life. Because now you're going to be believing that you are created in the image of God. You are. And you have the ability to create the authority, to use the authority of God, to change the situations. You have that ability now. God didn't create something that's impossible for you to do. God made this easy, okay? I might be losing some of you, but let me make this clear. God made this easy. This is like life for idiots. It's made easy. You know those books they have in the store? They always have something for... God doesn't think you're an idiot, though. He thinks you're wonderful. He knows you're incredible. You know, I'm just using that example. Maybe it's a bad example. Get rid of that. You know, but... He wants it to be easy for you. All we've got to do is receive the gift that God has given. Begin to believe what God has said about you. Forget about the past because it's been blotted out. Begin to look towards the future. Begin to see what God's plan for your life is. Your life is incredible. Your life is amazing. You might be thinking, well, I haven't done anything with my life. Start looking to where God is taking you, because you're going to do great things. You're going to do amazing things. You've got that power inside of you, and God made it an easy plan. We receive Jesus into our hearts. We believe his promises. We begin to believe his words. Our mind gets changed. It's not like you have to have a frontal lobotomy. Don't worry about that. No, it's not going to be surgery. The way he does it, it's easy. It's through love. It's through the power of love. We have that capacity because we're created in the image of God. He has restored us back to the image of his Son, meaning the plan's right back on track. Say amen to that.
Amen.
We're right back on track with that plan of God. We're his children. Now, I want you to know, all things are possible with you. Because all things are possible with God. And you're with God. You ever see those t-shirts? They used to have, I don't know if they're that big now, but they used to have those t-shirts with an arrow. I'm with, you know, somebody, and they got an arrow pointing to the next person. You know, I would like to have one of those where the arrows are pointing. I'm with God. You know, because it's true. And if we're with God, and all things are possible with God, then all things are possible with me. All things are possible with you. Start to think that. All things are possible with you. Does that make you uncomfortable if I say that? All things are possible with you because you're with God. And all things are possible with God. Here's another one for you. I'm starting to throw these out because I want you to start to receive these. Start to receive them. Start to say, yeah, that's me. That's me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It says that in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You can do all things. You can do all things. Start to get this on the inside. Now, you can start to get a sense of this. Man, if all things are possible with me, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and you really start to believe this and start to get, imagine the excitement you're going to start to have. And not only the excitement, when God says something, it's true. All you've got to do is believe it so that it can happen. Start to believe that, because if you start to believe, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. All things are possible with me. It starts to change the way you see the world. Even in this few seconds that I've been saying that to you, you're already seeing. I can see the world from a different perspective. That's what it means to have a renewed mind. Our minds are renewed. We start to change the way we see the world. And we start to change the way we see ourselves in the world. Because we start to see that we've got the power and authority that God has given us. You are blessed. God says you're blessed and that you're favored. You've got that blessing upon you. Start to believe it. Say, I receive it. Here's another one in 1 John 4 and 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, who's he? He is Jesus. As he is, so are we in the world. This verse is saying, as Jesus is, so are we in this world. Now think about the things that Jesus did. Jesus did some pretty incredible stuff, right? I mean, he walked on water. Okay. He fed 5,000 people. And there was more than that, because that was only the men. We didn't count the women and children, so it was probably 15,000 people he fed, you know, with a kid's lunchbox. Think about that. You know, he cast out demons. He healed the sick. There were cripples walking, blind seeing. People that were born from blind, they were seeing. Those are the things he did. And it's saying here that as he is in the world, so are you. You're the same way. Jesus said himself, the things that I do, you will do, and greater things than these, you will do. Those are the words of Jesus. He said that to you. The things that I do, you'll do, and greater things than these, you'll do. We got to renew this mind. Start to get this. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. All things are possible with you because you are with God and all things are possible with him. You've got the victory in Jesus' name because you received him into your heart. You've got power and authority. You've got blessing upon you. You've got the blessing of God upon you. That blessing, when I talk about the blessing, that is what opens the way to everything else. The minute you receive Jesus, that is the blessing. That is everything that God had in heaven, every good thing. God only had good stuff. But everything that God had in heaven, he poured it out. He poured it out into this world, into Jesus, so that you could receive that gift. You could receive every good thing that God has. And that's the blessing right there. You've got the blessing in your life. As a result of that, you've got favor in your life. As a result of that, you've got victory in your life. You've got power over sickness. You've got power over darkness. You've got it in your life. That's who you are. You are strengthened. You got that strength through Christ. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Come on, stay with me, people. Now, as a result of that, as a result of having that, we got to understand now that we can hear God. We can hear the voice of God leading us. We have his spirit on the inside. It's talking to us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Maybe you're hearing it 1% of 1%. We got to open up. See, if our minds get renewed, though, and we start to acknowledge, because some of you might be saying, well, I don't hear him. You do. You hear. You hear him. If you have chosen to receive Jesus, and this is something else I want you to begin to affirm to yourself. I hear God. I see God. I walk with God. I know the thoughts of God. The only things I do are the things that God does. That's who I am. I'm in the image of God. So I have to have the thoughts of God. And those are the things that I do. So the things that I say are what I say, what God says. I do what God does. I know what God knows. I have the Spirit of God on me, in me, all the time. Can't be taken away. Say amen to that.
Amen.
See, this is what we're starting to get a hold of here. We're starting to get a hold that we can hear His voice. See, Jesus says in John chapter 10, and we can run down here to verse 3, it says, maybe I should start at verse 2. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. Jesus is talking about himself here, being the good shepherd. He is saying that my sheep hear my voice. He is talking about you. If you believe in him, you're his sheep. That means you hear his voice. Say, I hear his voice.
I hear his voice.
So you hear his voice. You know his thoughts. You have the mind of Christ, so you know his thoughts. The things that you do are the things that God does. You do what he does. You say what he says. You know what he knows. You see what he sees. You hear what he hears. Now your mind is renewed. Now your mind is renewed to God. Now you start to see things from that heavenly perspective, from the plan of God. Now you begin to use the power and authority, which means you step into the purpose of what God created you for, so you can begin to do the things that Jesus did. Why did Jesus do the things that he did? He seemed to not work, and he didn't just go to every single person that was sick and heal them. Remember? He went into this place, Bethesda, where they had this pool for healing. There were hundreds of people laying there sick, waiting, because this pool, every once in a while, an angel of the Lord would stir up this pool. And at that time, whoever stepped in first would get healed. So all these sick people are laying there waiting for this pool to move. Jesus walks into that place. Does he go around and touch every single one of them? No. He goes to one guy and talks to one guy there, and that one guy is the one that receives healing. See, he's not just going around randomly. The Spirit of God is leading him. He is hearing the voice of God. He is doing what God tells him to do. He sees what God sees. He's not walking in the physical. He is walking in the spiritual. He is living a spiritual life, and that's different than when we're trying to live in a physical world. We're renewing our minds so we can begin to see in that way. We can begin to see what the spiritual life looks like. Jesus was doing exactly what he was being told, what he was seeing to do. He didn't go in there and say, oh, wow, I'm going to heal everybody. No, the plan of God was to go to one guy, talk to that one guy, heal that one guy. That's the plan of God. That's what he was seeing in the spiritual world on that particular occasion. The same thing's happening with us. When our minds are renewed, we start to see where God wants us to go. That's how we work. We got the same ability. Jesus said, things I do, you'll do, and greater things than these. You're going to do greater things. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. All things are possible with you because all things are possible with God, and you're with God. You're filled with His Spirit. Say amen to that.
Amen.
So as we get to start to understand that, I only see what the Lord sees. I only hear what the Lord hears. I only think what the Lord thinks. We got to get our mind in total harmony with the spiritual plan of God. God had a plan from the foundation of the world. Do you think God just created everything and it was all higgly-piggly and he didn't have any plan? Do you know that word, higgly-piggly? My mother used to use that all the time. It meant in chaos and just order, you know. So do you think that he just created it randomly? No. God is orderly. Love is orderly. There is a peace and a lovingness that comes with God. And so when he created stuff from the foundation of the world, he knew about you. Even at the foundation of the world, he knew who you were. He knew what you were going to do. He knew what you were capable of. He knew the power that you had in you. And he knew that he had called you to come forth and be a child of his, that you would stand in the light of God. God had a plan from the very beginning. It wasn't disorganized. It wasn't just random. That plan's still in effect. He's got a plan for you. When you start to see what God sees, you start to hear what God hears, and you start to speak what God speaks, and you start to know the words of God, and your mind is renewed. So you got the mind of Christ, which means now you got the thoughts of God. Now you step into the purpose of why you were created and that plan that God created at the foundation of the world. You begin to flow in harmony with everything in creation. Because think about it. God created everything else first, and then he put us in the midst of it. And he did that because he created everything else. It was kind of like an amusement park, really. He made all this other stuff to take care of us. His most precious creation of all time. And he put us in the middle of all that other creation because everything else was there to help us to fulfill the purpose, to finish the creation that God had put forth. Because remember, God made us co-creators. We are heirs with Christ and co-creators. As a co-creator, it means now we go forth from this moment where we've become the new creature. There's no past. There's only the future. We become a co-creator with him now using, we're created in the image of God. So now we're going to use the same ability that he did. We're going to speak the same words that he said. We're going to walk in the same way. And we're going to transform this planet to make it heaven on earth. That plan is still in effect. I don't care what CNN is saying. I don't care what Fox News is saying. I don't care what the news is saying. That plan is still in effect. Amen. And that plan, God will not change that plan. He's not going to suddenly. Now remember, we've already got the victory. Battles won, which we do not have to fight. Amen. We've already got that victory. Jesus won that victory for us. That means we just have to receive the victory. We don't got to fight for it. We receive it by faith. Amen. By doing the things I'm talking about. By renewing your mind, by understanding the promises of God and seeing that before you, you now can change this world. God has put it into our hands that by faith, that is the power, by the faith and believing that God came down onto this world and won the victory. By believing that, you will receive the victory and you will change this planet and you will change everything. It will be set in motion by you believing it. And the forces of darkness cannot rise against you because they have been defeated already. Say amen to that. Amen. That is the blessing that God has before us. We are one in Christ. You are blessed. You are favored. You have authority and power. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. All things are possible with you. You are created in the image of God. Say amen to that.
Amen.